Blog Talk Radio.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bounotgagged.com.
Decriminalize me.
Join Mariko Passion at the San Francisco Sex Worker Film Arts and Music Festival, starting May 30th all week long. June 2nd at El Rio, June 6th at the Roxy. Visit sexworkerfest.com.
I'm just trying to survive, just like you. Criminalize my life.
All right, this is XXBN Raleigh. I am Jill Brenneman. Joining me and with me, my longtime co-host is the Z-Fly himself, the man famous for keeping it real hot and fresh. Fresh, hot, and real.
Oh, no, so you had it right the first time. Don't mess up. Keep it moving.
Keeping it real hot and fresh. Z-Fly, this, of course, is the 2009 season premiere of Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Lots of topics tonight. Zach is going to tell us all about American Idol controversy. I'm not sure if he knows what the controversy is. I don't, so I'm counting on him. We're going to talk about his recession caused an increase in crime, is Dick Cheney the jerk, and take your calls. 646-200-3136 will open up the listener line later on in the show. Joining me is Z-Fly, Mr. Zach.
Hey. Well, no, first of all, Jill, I just want to take a few minutes to say, how are you doing? It's so good to hear you. I mean, it seems like we haven't done this show in years. It's just nice, you know, to actually come back and, you know, do a little show again. So how are you doing? How was your Memorial Day?
I didn't put up a Memorial Day tree. There was no tree.
Really?
No, I didn't really do anything. I'm trying to remember what I did. You know, I've, as usual, I've been looking for a job. I think I sent resumes out that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You should have did it on Labor Day, not Memorial Day. I suppose you didn't do anything. No cookouts, no, you know, just, you know, giving tribute to the fallen soldiers, nothing of that sort.
You know, there just wasn't really, not being from Raleigh. You know, I don't really know anybody here to go do it with, so it's kind of, I guess it just didn't happen this year.
Uh-huh.
What did you do on Memorial Day?
Well, actually, on the actual day, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, that was actually the end of my dog sitting. You know, actually, I guess I can't really talk about it too, can I? But yeah, I actually dog sit it for a friend in Atlanta, Georgia. But I did more than that. I actually went out, you know, partied a little bit or whatever. But yeah, basically, I didn't really do the cookout, you know, the traditional cookout. I mean, because I didn't really have nobody else to go to. I mean, you know, back here in North Carolina with my family, of course, they did cookouts, but I wasn't here. So basically, yeah, just me and my friend, we just kind of went to parties. You know, ate, went around the city, just shopped a little bit. So I actually had a good one. But anytime I'm shopping, I'm happy, trust me. So, yeah, I have fun.
So you were down in Atlanta.
Unfortunately, yeah, it was actually hot Atlanta. I see why they call it hot. It was really hot that day.
And that's different from here because
You said because.
Because of, like, did you find Atlanta to be hotter than North Carolina?
I want to say yeah. I was like down there almost for a whole week, so yeah. I mean, yeah, the heat, it was just humid, really hot. I mean, just standing outside, you're just pouring down, sweating. But I sweat very easily anyway, so I don't know if I'm a good person to judge how hot it was. Cause, I mean, I could just lift my arm and I'll start sweating. So, you know.
Well, you know, Zach, the last time that I really saw you sweat, this was, you know, and for the audience that doesn't know, Zach and I have worked together at various jobs. My sense is that Zach had a crush on a mutual supervisor of ours.
Did I now?
To give the audience a view of this former supervisor, I would say picture a porcupine that threw all its quills and put some ugly glasses on it, and this would be our previous supervisor. She just wasn't a pleasant person to be with, not in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, very ugly, very bad. I mean, and very sneaky, too. Don't forget, I mean, she's almost like a snake. Very sneaky with quills. It's not a good combination.
So Zach, American Idol. Now first I got to tell you, I haven't really watched American Idol very much. You know, that back in my flight attendant days, I remember seeing Fantasia on occasional flights. But I don't really know a lot about American Idol, but apparently there's controversy. What is the controversy?
Well, you know, actually, this is going to be really short and sweet because I'm actually in the same boat as you. I really don't watch it either. However, I did catch the final season where, you know, they were going to pick the next American Idol. And basically, the controversy was, they thought it was going to be this other guy. I hope I'm getting his name right. His name is Mike Huckabee. I hope that's right. But even if I'm not getting his name right, we're talking about the taller, dark-headed guy. So maybe everybody knows who I'm talking about. But no, actually, it went to the winner was Chris Allen. And see, the big surprise of the whole American Idol thing, I mean, even the judges was surprised because the other guy, who I think is Mike, don't quote me, I mean, like I said, I didn't really watch it, but I think his name was Mike. He sung better. I mean, he was definitely a singer, you know, definitely an artist. I mean, not saying that Chris didn't sing that well, but I mean, really, I mean, Gio, like you know, you haven't been keeping up with it, but if you were to just watch that last episode, you would be like, oh, wow, he should win, you know, but he didn't win. And then even Chris, whenever he won, I think he was more shocked than anybody. I mean, you could see it on his face. He was shocked. He was like, you know, looking like, okay, I really don't deserve this. And he was right. He didn't deserve it because it should have went to the other guy. So, you know, I just wanted to just bring up that I was shocked. America, I mean, like, a lot of fans were shocked. You know, a lot of people who watched American Idol were shocked. The judges were shocked. This is really a shocking American Idol this season. Very shocking. So, yeah.
Now, my understanding, Zach, is that there was a controversy of sorts. Apparently voting is done by text message. Is that correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And apparently AT&T employees did something. They helped text message. I mean, you've known me long enough to know my sentiments about text messages. I'm old. I don't like text messages.
Oh, wow.
But,
they definitely done something because, I don't watch it, but I can just know for that last episode that the wrong person won. I mean, I'm happy for Chris, but he definitely wasn't the strongest singer. But I guess that's just how the cookie goes sometimes. I mean, that's kind of like with, the Miss USA pageant. I guess a lot of people probably think that Miss California should have won instead of Miss North Carolina. So, you know, I guess what can you do, right?
Well, you know, I kind of had mixed feelings about Miss California. I don't care for her political perspective, but on the other hand, I think she has the right to say it.
Right. Exactly.
I think the response to her, you know, there was some very nasty response to Miss California. And even though I personally don't like her perspective, and I don't agree with her perspective, I think that her perspective should have been heard, and that there shouldn't have been the negative, maybe the negative things about whether or not she could win or should win, or you know, about some of the other more heated response.
Yeah.
Of course, the question would be: would she be willing to give someone, you know, say someone that supports gay marriage, the same courtesy?
Wow, you know what? That's true. I didn't even think of it like that. That's a good question.
You know, she certainly got a fan in Rush Limbaugh, but then if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, for all his talking I think Rush Limbaugh is a jerk.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably a lot of Republicans think Rush is a jerk. But for all his talk about freedom and the American way, when does he not shout down somebody with a different opinion?
Exactly.
Why can't there be, you know, in either direction, why can't there be respectful dialogue and respect that there are differing positions?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, my whole thing is, I mean, she didn't really, like, you know, say anything. I mean, like, she wasn't, like, you know, stoning it. She was just saying her opinion, you know, how she felt about it. You know, what her morals or what she was raised up on, that's just how she felt. But, you know, a lot of people say that's what caused her winning, which it might have had. I mean, yeah, probably did. I mean, but still, at the same time, like you said, that was her opinion. So, you know.
It just seemed like a trick question to me, in the sense that if it cost her the pageant, and again, I don't agree with her view, but if her opinion cost her the pageant, what kind of pageant is this? We might as well have put the British lady that sings. I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
The one that was on American Idol.
She's got really thick eyebrows. I can't think of her name. She kind of reminds me of our previous boss.
Oh, yeah. I think her name is Susan Boyle.
That's it, Susan Boyle.
Yeah, and she was awful.
And I mean that kind of in a physical sense. I don't know anything about Susan Boyle and her personality, you know, and my dislike, as probably yours, for both of our previous boss, we'll call her Ellen. You know,
yeah.
Ellen was dislikable, just as a boss, because she was sneaky, she was underhanded, she acted like she was really competent, and your first sense when she interviewed you was all this mirage. You know, you interviewed with her, and she gave you this whole warm, fuzzy feeling, we're going to be a team, and I'm behind you, and I really know what I'm talking about, and we're this progressive company. And turns out none of that really was reality at all.
Mm-hmm. Got it right.
That could be another topic for tonight, too. You know, have you had a boss that you... We've all gone to interviews, and everybody makes a big thing. You know, was the person a good interview? Have you ever interviewed and gotten a job, and turned out that the job wasn't what they promised in the interview?
I'm pretty sure that's
clear. 200-3136. 646-200-3136. Zach, are you still pitching gutter helmets?
Am I still doing what?
Are you still out there, you know, at home shows and Christmas shows selling gutter helmets?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know what happened to that. Not to say any names over, you know. But, you know, the little person that was kind of the sidekick, you know, that helped the boss, I think she made sure she asked my little job there because, I mean, after a few shows, whenever I told you that I still worked there, I think maybe I worked one more show up there, and then I never got a call back. And then I tried to call my boss, and the number changed. The number changed, so I don't work there anymore. I mean,
Is the company still there? You know, I kind of question whether the whole company would be there.
Probably, that's a good question. But if they are, they're barely there, trust me. They're barely there.
Now, for the audience who doesn't know, this was a job where you went out to shows and explained to people that they could win a contest to have gutter helmets installed, correct?
Right.
Did they ever give any gutter helmets away that you saw?
No. They kept doing those contests and those sweepstakes, and I never really heard of nobody winning. You know, we would always lie to people and tell them that we would call one person on Sunday. I don't even think they ever, I don't know what they did. Yeah, they called them all right on Sunday just to try to get them to buy something, but she wasn't calling them to give them a free sweepstakes. I mean, come on. I mean, the whole thing was that the people were supposed to win like a whole gutter installment, you know, where you get the gutters, you know, installed for free and something else you got too, but I mean, yeah. They weren't doing that mess. Don't think it was just a scam to get people's numbers so that they can get all those contacts to the call center so that they can word those people all day long.
And it seemed so legitimate.
Yeah. It really did.
Even though it looked like the pictures in the, you know, this is the 2009 Knoxville, Tennessee winner. Gee, you know, it looks like that's the receptionist in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, please. There was some billionaire lady that don't even know nothing about a gutter guard. They probably got a picture off the internet.
Zach, are you besmirching the likelihood of winning the gutter helmet system for your home? Or I guess we shouldn't say gutter helmet. I think that's a trademark name. This was a different gutter.
Wait. Did you ask me, do I like it, or am I going to be buying some? What did you say?
Well, do you have gutter helmets for your home, or gutter guards for your home?
I sure do not. Well, no, sir. No. I won't buy that mess. I think it was like, I'm trying to figure out how much were that. That was like up in the thousands, I think. I think it was like up in the thousands.
Nobody ever said the price.
That's true. That's right. Nobody... That's another thing too. Exactly. I mean, you're trying to get people to buy stuff, and you don't even tell them the price. It's like, yeah, I remember we had to always tell them, well, we don't know the price. We had to call this number. It was, you know, it was always where you call this number, and then they probably try to bribe you into getting it. But so you remember they also sell like window panes and windows and something else too. Oh, siding for your house. I don't know what kind of company that was. But it was weird. I mean, I never got a call again. And, I mean, basically the only thing I did was, like, we went to, you know, a different shows, like, you know, at the fairgrounds or whatever. You just sit there all day or stand up or whatever. But you just, you know, ask people all day long, do you want to sign up for this? Do you want to sign up for this? That's all you did for about 8 hours. And then you know, we're still telling people how much, you know, how we're gonna do a drawing on Sunday that I don't think ever happened, because nobody told me who won, but I guess I wasn't supposed enough. So
I guess the CEO won.
Yeah, they always win.
The CEOs always win. Well, since we're on the topic of crime, Zach, do you feel like the recession has caused an increase in crime?
I don't feel like it has. I know it has. I was actually looking at some stuff on the internet earlier, and all over the internet, they're just saying that the recession blamed for increase in economic crimes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you saw the news, but like maybe a month ago now, whenever, you know, the guy he had robbed the gas. I think it was the gas. He robbed the gas station, you know, with a gun, with his little girl beside him, you know, and his reason was because he lost his job, and he needed to take care of his daughter. So, yeah, I mean, the recession has really made people have more crimes, go crazy. I mean, and then not only with the crimes, Jill, I mean, also with, like, just killing themselves. I mean, some people can't handle it. You know, some people are just going through a state of depression. They don't know how to get out, and they end up killing themselves. Actually, at my job, well, my previous job, we had somebody who actually killed themselves because they were going to get laid off. And, you know, that's really bad. I mean, because, you know, they just felt like that they didn't have any more choices. Because, I mean, they wasn't old, but I guess they just felt like, you know, it's as bad as the economy. And then they already had their financial problems already. You know, they just felt hopeless. But the sad thing was, they actually had been there for 11 years, so they were going to get a nice severance package and a nice unemployment, but I guess they didn't look at it like that. So, yeah, somebody at my previous job actually killed themselves because they were getting laid off. Yeah. So, it's definitely not a rise in crime. It's a rise in suicide. You'll see.
Well, you know, it's, and I think that speaks to, you know, the trauma that the country, you know, even the world is kind of going through because of the economic crisis. You know, it's...
Yeah.
People no longer feel like, you know, I can go get another job and life is going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, I have something right here on the internet. This is just like a district attorney. He says in a typical year, he usually receives about 5,000 economic crime complaints, but he says last year that number spiked to 6,500 complaints, and his division filed about 50 more cases than the previous year. So look at it. Look at it. Wow. So, yeah, it's definitely increased, that's for sure. According to him, about 1,500, but, you know, so... Yeah.
You know, it kind of leads me to a question. It kind of leads to a question that I have. Wouldn't a way to stimulate the economy be to offer nationalized health care? If all the money that companies have to pay towards health care. And, you know, I mean, one of the reasons that the auto industry is in so much trouble is the cost of health care. And all the money that comes out of your pocket, out of my pocket, out of all the listeners, you know, everyone listening in the audience that we all pay, that's all money that could be in the economy, you know, and certainly they would have to tax something in order to cover the cost for the government to pay for all the health care, but essentially we're already getting taxed. Anyway, I mean, you leave a job, and you know, even if you're single, your COBRA coverage is, you know, $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Would the taxes really be any more for universal health care than $500 a month? Or you do what most of us have had to do, and you just can't afford it, so you don't have any health care coverage. And
I mean, it's really, I mean, yeah, people are, like, really cutting corners everywhere. I mean, just to go on a little bit more, it says more complaints are being filed about business partnerships and limited liability companies. The attorney said, with money tight, everyone is watching their books more closely and uncovering theft quicker. Employment scams, Morales says, his office is seeing a lot of people financially exploited via employment scams. He says, beware of anyone guaranteeing to get you a job within the matter of months in exchange for a large sum of money. Credit and home saving scams are also on the rise. He also noted that with the deepening recession, consumers are anxious to cut corners and save money, so they're hiring contractors and workers without due diligence and are getting ripped off. I mean, people, you know, they're trying to cut these corners. They're trying to save money. They're trying to do what they can to survive, but they said they're getting ripped off. I mean, and then see, you know, actually that's kind of a whole nother aspect to look at. You know, people are like, you know, we're in a recession, so, like, you know, they're all going to be more scammers, you know, because, you know, they know that people need money, they need work or something, so they're just going to be scamming people out of the money. Boy.
Well, you know, you go through Craigslist, and there are so many blatant employment scams.
Yeah.
You know, that I mean, you go through in the morning, and it's truly astonishing just how many scams, you know, that if you do something like, you know, just give your social security number, that they can, you know, help you get a job. And I mean, and you know, for a lot of people in the audience, well, you know, they wouldn't fall for that, but clearly, you know, a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do see a good job for pest control technician. I mean, I would like to be a pest control technician.
Okay.
You know, I gotta tell you, Zach, we're having quite the thunderstorm here in Raleigh.
I know we are, aren't we?
Yeah, where's our hurricane forecaster?
I don't know. Where is he at? We need him right about now.
We've got to get our hurricane forecaster back on the line. This is XXBN, Raleigh Durham. I'm Jill Brenneman with me, the incomparable, the lovely and talented Zach. If you'd like to join us, it's 646-200-3136. Kind of just an open topic tonight. We've been talking about American Idol. 646-200-3136. You can join us on the listener lines. Tell us how you feel about the American Idol controversy, crime as a result of the recession, kind of all kinds of open topics tonight. 31 minutes left in the show. Perhaps tonight we'll give Zach's home phone number out over the air.
Perhaps we will not.
looking at the headlines, one of the features going back to last fall that we did was Mid-Maine Vice. And looking at the crimes from Waterville, Maine, one kind of jumped out at me, you know, and I've kind of picked on Maine, kind of unfairly, perhaps, but this is actually in one of the headlines. This is the Waterville, Maine Morning Sentinel, and it's in one of the headlines. At 11:48, police were called. A caller from Cushman Road reported a cow was in the road, causing a traffic hazard. The cow was detained and corralled, and that was the crime.
Okay, now wait a minute. I got to hear this again. The cow did what?
He was in the road.
Okay, the cow was in the road, and then what was the crime again?
That was it. At 11:48 a.m., a caller from the Cushman Road reported, and this is a direct quote, 11:48 a.m. on May 28th, a caller from the Cushman Road reported that a cow was in the road, causing a traffic hazard.
Okay.
The cow was corralled, the report said.
So what did they do, charge the cow for being in the road?
Well, they corralled him, or her. I mean, it's a cow, so she's got to be a girl.
Oh. Okay. So, okay.
Zach, did you know that the cows in the field are all girls?
I did know that. Yeah, and the bulls are boys. Yeah, I knew that. But you know how you just say he. You know, you know what you're thinking. But that's silly. Okay, so it was a crime for the cow to be in the road. Well, I think that cow should have been locked up. Took it in for questioning.
All right. You know, Zach, I'm looking at the XXBN chat room, and I would certainly invite the listener in the XXBN chat room to join us. Capitalist Pig has written in the XXBN chat room that going back to the previous topic, that we'll just quote this. That's because they hired you to sell gutter helmets, not be a lazy ass.
Hold on now. Who was she talking to?
I'm looking at our chat room, and 646-200-3136. I would love to get Capitalist Pig on the air. We're looking at the XXBN chat room. If you go to www.xxbn.net, actually, Capitalist Pig, you are incorrect. The job position that Zach was talking about was not to sell gutter helmets. The job was actually to generate leads through convincing customers or show or fair participants that they were going to win a prize of a gutter system. So the comment in the XXBN chat room from Capitalist Pig that seems to be besmirching the integrity of Zach is incorrect in stating that he was hired to sell gutter helmets. He was not hired to sell gutter helmets.
Thank you.
I don't think that Capitalist Pig particularly agrees with our views on socialized medicine, or I guess the CEO. So feel free to join us. We've got lots of topics, a little bit of controversy happening in the XXBN chat room. And certainly you are more than welcome to join in, 646-200-3136. So, Zach, am I correct in understanding that the job description did not involve selling, that you didn't even know the price?
Exactly. So I don't know what Catherine is meaning, but I hope she does call in so that I can help her correct it. But, yeah, it definitely didn't involve selling. At least I wasn't the seller. I mean, you know, the job did have a selling department. You know, it had a or whatever, and also had a call center where I guess, you know, they would try to, but I don't know what the other, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know what the other department's done, because I didn't really learn anything about it. The only thing that I was just the, what is it, the voice, I guess, you know, I was just the ones that would put it in the consumer's mind or whatever, you know, to let them know that we're trying to, what did I do, you know? The only thing I did, I just asked them if they wanted to sign up to receive or either to win a Gutter Guard sweepstakes. But see, what what it was what we were saying, they were just some ploy to get them to sign up. You know, sign up to win a Good Girls sweepstakes, you know, or whatever. But really what they was doing whenever they signed up, they was really signing their life away, because then the Good Girl call center was going to call them and try to get them to buy the Good Girl. And then I guess they would tell them all the quotes and how much it costs. I didn't know anything. I mean, I didn't know anything. The only thing I knew is that I needed to stand up, take about two breaks, and tell everybody that comes by if they want to sign up to receive a Good Girl, if they wanted to be entered into a Good Girl sweepstakes, and they could win a whole installation. That's all I knew. I didn't know how much it cost, so no, I wasn't hired to sell. I was hired to manipulate.
So essentially, there was a sales department to sell.
I believe so. I mean, it had to be, obviously. I mean, because I guess they did sell Good Girl somewhere, but I never. I mean, I've been to the home office, but I never saw any of that really. So I can't really speak on that.
All right, we're going to pause on XXBN for a 30-second promo. This is XXBN. We'll be back.
Decriminalize me.
Join Mariko Passion at the San Francisco Sex Worker Film Arts and Music Festival, starting May 30th all week long. June 2nd at El Rio, June 6th at the Roxy. Visit sexworkerfest.com.
I'm just trying to survive.
All right, you're listening to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, an exclusive production of XXBN, where if we want to sound very formal, we could sound like the classic network talk show and say, this is the XXBN radio network, but I don't know if we are a network. I am Jill Brenneman. Joining me is Zach. We are on the topic once again of gutter helmets and kind of sneaky telemarketing. So you did not do any of the telemarketing, correct?
I did not. Nope. Yeah, the only thing I did, I was just a sales. Well, no, here we go. I can't really say salesperson. I didn't sell anything. I was the. Well, I mean, I guess you could say I was a salesperson, but maybe not at selling things. I mean, I think salespeople. You know, not all salespeople sell. You know, they just go out and just kind of tell you what the company is selling. But even though I didn't know any price quotes, you know, most real salespeople, they at least know price quotes that they can give to the consumers. I didn't know that. But like I said, but like I said before the break, I mean, really, you know, it wasn't my job wasn't really about selling. It was mostly about getting people to sign up. So we took those, all those numbers of people or whatever that signed up, and then supposedly they had gave them to the, the call center, and then the call center will call the people and then try to get them to buy Good Girls and stuff like that. And then supposedly they were supposed to do a raffle and pick one person out of that raffle, and they were supposed to get a free Good Girl installation for their house. Like I said, I never heard of anybody winning. And I asked my other coworkers, and they said they never heard of anybody winning either. So I don't know how true that was, but the point is, my part was just to get names and numbers of consumers so that the call center could call them, and that's all I did. I couldn't speak for no other departments because I never really saw them.
So I would guess the capitalist pig, and I'm not. Picking on this person, that's the screen name that they chose in the XXBN chat room, calling you a lazy ass, and could be incorrect. They, once again, they're stating you are capitalist pig rights. That's because they hired you to sell gutter helmets, not be a lazy ass, which, in fairness to Gutter Helmet, I believe Gutter Helmet is a brand name, and it was not Gutter Helmet. It was a different...
Right.
Different
now,
company.
Right, and then that was Catherine, correct?
That was. Oh, the screen name is Capitalist Pig. I'm not sure whether this is a man or a woman. I'm assuming a man. Just because I can't necessarily picture very many women calling themselves screaming capitalist pig, but that could be a sexist statement, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, whoever it is, until they figure out what the job was really about, then they don't need to call nobody lazy, because I wasn't lazy, trust me. I did what I was hired to do, and nothing more, nothing less. It was a weird job anyway. I mean, it really didn't last that long.
Now, Zach, going to, I guess, the next topic, even though we don't have our hurricane forecaster with us tonight, but this is actually Hurricane Preparedness Week in North Carolina. Have you taken any steps to prepare for a hurricane?
And you know what? I sure have, because I didn't even know that I didn't know that's what week it was. I've been so busy out of state that I haven't took any precautions for it. Not one.
Looking at our collaborative partner, Crown Weather Services, which, speaking of that, a tropical depression has formed off the coast, but apparently is heading out to sea. Today is the fifth day of Hurricane Awareness and Preparedness Week. Today is Inland Flooding Awareness Day.
Wow. I didn't know that.
23% of U.S. tropical cyclone deaths occur to people who drown in or attempt to abandon their cars. 78% of children killed by tropical cyclones drown in freshwater floods. And 63% of tropical cyclone deaths from 1970 to 1999 come from flooding. So apparently this is a bigger thing. A bigger issue.
Obviously it is. I mean, it has been raining a lot, but I haven't really paid no mind. I just thought it was just like regular, you know, summer showers or something. Well, what have you done anything to prepare for it, Jill?
I have not. I have not. It other than keeping up with the updates from Crown Weather Services, which I get their email, which Crown Weather Services and forecaster Rob Whitebound have put together a tremendous new website. It's really very state-of-the-art and probably more complex or more in-depth than perhaps many of the others. Crown Weather is, let me give you their website address so that you can look more into preparedness. Crown Weather is crownweather.com. But this is Inland Flooding Preparedness Day for the next 3 hours or so here. Well, 2 hours on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 hours in Central Time Zone. I'm actually probably more concerned about the lightning that's going on overhead. Right as we speak, to ensure that I don't get struck by lightning at the XXBN studios.
Oh, that's not good.
There is another interesting statistic. Carolina Poison Center has put out information and reported a 75% increase in snake bites this year in North Carolina.
I would go crazy. I don't like snakes. And you said there's an increase in snake bites.
75%.
And that's a huge percent. Yeah, snakes are coming on out these days because, you know, it's been raining. You know, folks are cutting down trees anyway, trying to keep buildings, but everything's running out. And snakes is one of them. And
I'm looking on a WRAL website, and this is WRAL.com, but there's a picture of a snake, but he looks like he's smiling. He really doesn't look like a very mean snake.
Oh, yeah, they're going to smile because they don't care. They're happy. You know, they're biting folks, sending folks to the hospital, killing folks. Why are they going to look sad for? Mm-mm. Yeah, and then they know how to hide, too.
Yeah, but so does in Dick Cheney.
Oh. Now, what are you trying to say? Dick Cheney is like a snake.
I'm not trying to say it at all. I'm seeing it straight out.
Well, you know how that goes. I don't know what he think he's doing, but some of everybody mad at him.
Well, you know, he's certainly, you know, another person who was entitled to their viewpoints, and once again, I definitely don't agree with his viewpoint. I don't think they're being very fair. You know, when I say him, I mean, you know, Dick, Rush. I don't think they're being particularly fair with Colin Powell. And I don't agree with them that there's not room in the Republican Party for people different from them. You know, what one of the things that I kind of question with people like Dick Cheney is, to me, a politician ultimately is supposed to represent the people.
Yeah.
But isn't that what we're voting for, someone to represent us, you know, in D.C.? And I think Dick Cheney and a lot of politicians, you know, especially from the conservative Republican side, have fallen into this, that it's their duty to spread Republican conservative values. And I'm not sure the nation as a whole agrees with that perspective right now. Zach, you're quiet. Does this mean that you are a Republican conservative?
No, it doesn't. I was actually trying to find some information on this because I don't agree with them either, but I was trying to find some. Let's see.
Are you still on the gutter helmet?
Oh, please, no. I never even really got on that.
Well, once again, I should say gutter guards. Gutter helmet is a brand name, and we are not talking specifically about gutter helmets.
And you know, I never knew that. I mean, see, that's another thing too. I mean, I won't even go into whenever I was supposed to have training about my job. I mean, like my manager, he was steady answering his cell phone throughout the whole session. So yeah. So back to the little chatter, the one that said that I was hired to work and not be lazy. Even if I was hired to sell, I wouldn't know what to do because in my training session, my boss was too busy on the cell phone the whole time, literally. So, yeah.
Well, our outspoken commenter apparently either left the chat or has chosen to not call us. We still have 11 minutes, and we'd love to hear more from the chat room guest, capitalist pig. Why does that name just strike me funny? It sounds like a cliche from a 70s movie about really angry revolutionaries.
Oh, that's exactly what they are, whoever it is. They're really angry about something.
Now, Zach, are you going to look into signing up for the Blog Talk Radio, which XXBN runs off the Blog Talk Radio platform? They are the provider for this show. And they have now upgraded the technology. If you want to sign up for it, it's a pay service. You can then pay. I believe it's $39 a month. And you have an array of new features. The ability to call out. Because right now, people can only call us. We cannot call out. Are you going to upgrade XXVN?
You know, I mean, that would be great. I really want to. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. You know, $40 a month. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's still in question about that.
One of the features that's on it is the ability to screen calls. We don't really have we don't have that ability right now at all. If somebody calls, we really have no idea what they're going to say until they say it.
Exactly.
It's somewhat of a slow board, so they probably, you know, the software is a little slow sometimes, so they probably would get a few more words out before we could get them off the air.
Yep. You're definitely right. There's definitely some great features out there. It's definitely, you know, a little bit advanced than what's going on now. And I don't know, I guess we'll see. I think Blog Talk Radio should just offer that anyway, but I guess it's all about money these days. But, I think it's very good.
I kind of wish there was an in-between. Like $40 a month is kind of steep for you know, a non-revenue station.
Yeah. You got that right. You just say that just one more time? One more time.
That it's a bit steep for a non-revenue station.
Yeah, it is. You know, especially whenever, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Zach, I was just thinking you could put, you know, a day of your severance pay.
That won't be happening. No, won't be happening. Yeah, we're not going to get on that.
I'd really like to know who deleted all the promos.
I would, too. Like I said, whenever I go in there one day, it was all gone. And I'm thinking, wow. You know, and it's funny because I thought you had did. I mean, I thought you didn't need those classes because most of those songs was yours, correct?
No. Actually, most were.
Oh. Well, never mind. Well,
they were for Jessica for her music show. I don't know who most of them are.
Okay.
I know Rusted Root because we do quite a bit here at Blog Talk Radio, and incidentally, Rusted Root will be performing here in Raleigh next week. But a lot of the others, I'm not sure where, but they even eliminated our promos.
That's not good. But we need all that.
It's not even the music, it's the promos, you know, and what I say by promos, essentially these are commercials that nonprofit organizations have put on with us.
Right.
Public service.
And our IDs too, yeah.
And our IDs. So I was going to tell you if you have the email addresses or contact info for some of the other hosts, I don't know how to contact them. But tell them to put the promos back.
Oh, well, I have the number to one. I'm gonna see. Are is that person the culprit? Which probably is. Oh, you know,
just go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say. Well, if people who are out there listening, you're probably wondering what are we talking about. Sorry, we just kind of had our little inside conversation. But we do. I mean, hopefully you did enjoy the show. But we do have like 6 more minutes. But if you want to call in right quick, 646-200-3136, and let us know about any of the subjects we talked about tonight. I mean, one that I really would like to talk about for the last few minutes was the one about the crime, because to me, I think it's really sad whenever you're in a recession and so much crime is going up and then people are killing themselves or whatever. I mean, if you know anybody or any situations around your city or town that's been going on, crime that has been, speaking of crime, actually, DeKalb County, which is in Georgia, which is a little outside of Atlanta, they're crazy. I mean, I was down there, and I was down there only 3 days. Within those 3 days, a dealer had got broken into. A lady had got shot in the head. They found a lady and her almost newborn dead in the closet. What else happened? Somebody has set a fire in the woods, and a little boy fell out the window on the top floor, and all this was within 3 days, and that's not even half of the crimes that happened. So yeah, I mean, down there in DeKalb County around Atlanta, there's a lot of crime going on. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you see that moving up into the Carolinas?
You said, well, I thought I didn't hear that again.
Do you see that type of, you know, more intensive crime moving here into the Carolinas?
Yeah, I do. If things don't get better, I sure do. Yep. Cause as the recession, you know, plays out and gets longer, then crime is going to get higher and people are going to get, you know, more crazy and more desperate. Because you know, everybody don't have a good mind. Some people, they're used to a certain thing. You know, if you're used to having things, you're used to this, and then it's like just taken away from you. Yeah, you know, some people don't know how to cope. They just react, and it's not always a good reaction. So, yeah, if things don't get better, it's not gonna be pretty.
Do you feel that it's a crime for someone to steal food?
That's a hard one and a good question too. I mean, it seems like first people should exhaust their positive resources first before stealing. You know, I mean, you know, like if you really are hungry or you know you lost your job, you can't get food. Then, you know, go to some of the soup kitchens or go to, you know, places that are donating food. See, a lot of people don't want to do that because they're too proud and then, you know, they don't want handouts and, you know, that, you know, that makes them feel like, you know, they're on the system or something. But, okay, sometimes you might need to get over your pride and just, you mean, shoot. So you never know who need a handout. So, yeah, I think, like, if you just, you know, just start trying to steal out without trying to get other help first, then yeah, that's wrong. I mean, especially where there's so many programs that they have for people to get help and to get food and stuff.
If you were store security, would you chase people for stealing food?
That's a good question too, because both these days they'll kill you in a minute, and if I'm trying to die over no loaf of bread. So, I mean, of course, it's your job, you know, to run behind the people, but I don't know. Probably I'll just report it over to walkie-talkie and be like, somebody done stole some bread. Y'all look out for them.
It has been a pleasure. We're down to 30 seconds. We are hopefully looking at another episode next week of Up the Hill with Zach and Jill.
Nice.
I am Jill Brenneman. This is XXBN. Say goodnight, Zach.
Goodnight, Zach.
Listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.